fighting for America.
With sincere appreciation to Kevin Miller for your extraordinary efforts to help the Boise Rescue Mission with Miller's Mission. You're the hero for all of us in the nonprofit world, but particularly for the Boise Rescue Mission.
Fighting for Idaho.
What you do is not just highlight giving for a one moment in time, but you stress to make giving part of your life.
Fighting for you.
You'll never know, Kevin, how much I love you. So take our Kevin away.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, everybody. Kevin Miller live from Miller's Mission, the Walmart at Garrity and Franklin, benefiting our friends at the Boise Rescue Mission, the young lady that I keep in my prayers nightly who does God's work day in and day out, our friend Megan from the Mission. Megan, good to have you with us.
Well, good morning, Kevin. It's such a beautiful morning to be out here.
You know, Megan, you do a lot of things and a lot of events and with a lot of folks, and if we could be one of the more memorable ones this year, then we've done our job. A little cold outside when we take a look at what we're dealing with. You've had to deal with this earlier than usual. Of course, everybody thinks of the homeless and people that are struggling in weather like this. What's the past week been like for you guys?
Really busy. You know, we kind of had to go into a little bit of a, not quite crisis mode, but kind of reinstituting a couple of rules that we normally don't institute until December. And so it makes it a little bit more fun for us to try and find staffing to keep the shelters open a little bit during the day for especially those people that are sick or not doing well. But, you know, it's been great. Our staff is phenomenal. You know, we've got the leadership of Gene Lockhart and Reverend Roscoe, and they are willing to do just about anything to make sure that people are staying safe.
Well, and we talk about the cold. What is your biggest need, your biggest challenge this time of year? Obviously, I guess coats,
winter coats, gloves, hats, you know, the kind of things that you really think, okay, this is what's going to keep me warm, you know, scarves, hand warmers. But also what we're really looking for is food. You know, we really always need food. We're doing, you know, just over 4,000 food boxes for this holiday season. And so, you know, that's 4,000 turkey dinners we are trying to provide to needy families in the Treasure Valley.
You know, we talk to folks about why we're here collecting turkeys, but we're looking for cash donations. How far do the cash donations go with you folks? How effective are you at using that money?
You know, honestly, we love it when people will bring in turkeys and bring in coats and bring in clothes, but we can't pay the light bill with our coats. You know, so cash donations we are using, you know, for us to operate our facilities, it's just over $15,000 a day. And I know that that's a scary number, but that's what it costs. And when we can have somebody who's going to bring in the cash, we use that very responsibly.
Here's our friend Greg Pruitt stopping by.
With a turkey.
Greg, stop in here to Capricorn One at 580 KIDO. And
Thank you so much.
Is our friend Megan. Don't stand too next to the heater. You'll catch on fire.
Yes.
Greg, come on over here for a second with our friend Megan. And, again, thanks to our friends at Tate's Rets and Joey King, the Czar of Promotions, for making sure that our facility is good to go. So, Greg, it's early in the morning. You dropped off a turkey. Why?
Well, Kevin, I appreciate all that you do for our community. You know, that Marconi Award you got was well-deserved, and so I wanted to come down and give a little something. I can't give quite as much as you can give, but...
Well, I got a lot of surplus, and we're talking about my weight here, and you're always in shape. But what do the holidays mean to you?
Well, I'm in A shape, but you know, I think too often we get caught up in Christmas and worrying about each other or our own people, you know. But I think there's so many people in our community that are having a hard time, and we got to look for those people. It's a rough time of the year, you know, especially if you got families like, for instance, the soldiers we lost. You know, those families are going to be hurting this holiday season. So I think we just got to keep those people in mind. And you know, we've got great people out here doing great things, and I think we got to support them the best we can. So,
well, Greg, we appreciate that. Are you hanging out with us, or are you going home where it's warm?
Yeah, I'm heading to work.
All right. God bless. Thank you.
Thanks,
you, my friend.
Appreciate it.
All right. Greg Pruitt joining us from the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. Megan, when you hear that, here we are. It's only 6:09 in the morning, and we have three turkeys already.
That's amazing. You know, that's three families who have Thanksgiving meals because of people here.
when we look at the psychology of dealing with folks, it amazes me, and I learned this only by visiting your facilities, talking to people. You know, sometimes you all are such a blessing to the community here at 580KIDO that you make us feel involved, like we're one of the folks that matter. And,
well, you are.
Well, and we cheer for the people that come in, you know, that may have issues with violence or men or drugs or crime, because you guys don't give up. And it's a wonderful thing to see someone go from being hurt, abused in the system to a fully productive member of society. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the work at the Boise Rescue Mission.
You know, it's amazing to watch, you know, what is it? 4 out of every 10 staff members that we have is a former drug addict or former programmer that in one of our New Life programs. And we can take those lives that were broken and shattered and they felt hopeless. And here we are, you know, with the generosity of this community, changing those lives and then watching them become better and watching them change their own lives for the better and watching them take responsibility for those kinds of things. It's fantastic. You know, I've been blessed to be a part of this mission for 6.5 years now, and watching the way women, you know, I love Angel at the warehouse because she...
Oh, Angel, yes.
We love Angel.
Hard worker.
Exactly. She's incredible. And watching her little kids now who are growing up, I've known her youngest son since he was 2 years old, and now he's like 9, and it's weird, and he's tall and goofy, and watching these kids grow, that's part of the reason that I'm still here.
And is that what brought you to the Boise Rescue Mission?
The kids? Or no, it was Jesus. Jesus is totally the one who put me there, unfortunately. I have to blame him, so.
Well, we're blessed that he is here and alive. And folks, by the way, 580KIDO, we'll be talking about the big issues of the day, but when we have an opportunity to focus in on doing some good, you know, we just lost another American over the weekend because of ISIS. We take a look at the economy. You've got the president talking about amnesty, no deal deals. And it hit me one day, what are we for? Well, we're for faith, family, and freedom right here in the Treasure Valley. And this is where you prove it, whether it's just by listening, sending in a donation, or stopping by. It means the world to so many folks. And, you know, again, benefiting the families of the Boise Rescue Mission, certainly when we're talking about in Canyon County, the Lighthouse, the Valley Women and Children's Shelter, City Light in Boise, of course, the River of Life as well. You know, I don't know how you guys do this because your source of revenue, as we've talked about for years, is simply the kindness, the donations of people listening locally right here.
Well, it's the grace of God. We do nothing without the grace of God, and we know that. And so the generosity of this community knows that as well, and they take care of us. But it's all, I mean, it's all in the Lord's hands, and whatever He wants for us to do, we are going to do, you know.
How scary is it, though, when the weather hits and all of a sudden you've got your facility, City Light, with the women and children coming in? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always talk to folks, you know, is there enough room? There's always room for you guys.
We don't know what our full capacity is because we haven't reached it yet. Because even if we run out of beds, we have mats. And even if we haven't run out of mats, we have blankets that we can put on the floor. You know, we're not going to turn anyone away.
Well, and that's where your cash donations come in. Is it possible to have a good Thanksgiving if you're in trouble? Because that's really what this is about.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's the way that our staff take care of people, especially on the holidays, because we all understand what it's like to be away from your family or to be in a scary situation, to be in a shelter on a Thanksgiving or Christmas. It's scary, and we want to make sure that we are taking care of those folks, and we let them know that they're loved, you know, that we value you. We understand that this is scary, but you're in a safe place.
Well, and here's the idea that nobody should be left alone. Nobody should be going through these tough trials alone at 580KIDO. So we talked about the cash donations because it's $15,000 a day. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, you know, again, that's why I'm in radio. Beep, 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 beep. Numbers I can't compute. But when the weather hits, take us through what happened when, you know, Larry Gebert's weather forecast, and all of a sudden, Larry... You're right. It is snowing.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Don't go out. when people, you know, have to go into the shelter, what do they do in there?
Well, we called in some staff, but especially, you know, last Friday, it was a snow day for school kids. And one of the things that we've instituted with our school kids, you know, now that I'm in charge of the children's program, is that if moms are working, we will take their kids. And so, unfortunately for my staff, we didn't have a snow day, but we had a great day with our kids. We had 10 kids that needed a place to stay. We were able to keep them safe. We went out and had an epic snowball fight and then took them to Starbucks for hot chocolate, you know. So, and it's those little things that they just love. They were sitting at the table just eating little cake pops that someone that I know had donated to them and having a blast. And really simply, you know, they understand that they're in tough situations, but they don't need to stay there and they don't need to have the mentality that this is going to be their life forever, which is one of the reasons that I do what I do. I want to make sure that they understand that and that they can go on and achieve great things.
Well, and that's the idea. And thanks to great people like you, Megan, and your great staff, we appreciate it. So you're hanging out with us all morning?
I'll be here all morning.
You're our minder.
And indeed I am.
I'm with you. And again, thanks to Nelson's RV. Thanks to Team Mazda Subaru that makes this happen. Because without, and you know this better than I do, Megan, without business partners,
we
couldn't do this.
Yeah. It's the truth.
We couldn't do this.
Without this Treasure Valley, we would be nothing. We wouldn't be here anymore.
Right. And that's one day the goal.
I know.
Everybody
that
has
would be amazing.
Everybody has a home. All right. Thank you very much, Megan. Remember, don't stand next to the heater. You'll catch on fire. But we're doing better. We're all good. Everybody is safe. All right. 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. You know, I was talking to Dave Burnett about this. And quite frankly, Dave Burnett and I disagreed. And I know that's a shocker to a lot of folks, because if you're up this early and you're listening to the Manly Man segment, you think, well, you guys always agree. Well, no, that's why it is the Manly Man segment, you know, because we want to make sure that you hear something that is real, that is cutting edge. It's not like, okay, Dave, you do your part. Okay, Kevin, you do your part. No, it is a real conversation. And I have to say, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, I was surprised that we had so many people out watching high school football. And look, we love high school athletics. I think that it is great. It is wonderful. It is outstanding. It is something that really everybody should be a part of, whether it's athletics or academics or the theater or the music. It makes a big difference in later in life. If you can do that, great. But on the other hand, there has to be sometimes when you say, guys, it's time to punt. And, you know, Dave and Wayne, they did a great job on 630 The Fan on Friday night doing a game, and I'm thinking, is this really the what we should be doing? And then I was watching, you know, the news. And I get it. The news here, they're very successful. They do outstanding work. But the story was involving, hey, we're all out here shoveling snow. Now, I'm sorry to be a grumpy curmudgeon. I'm sorry. I know I should be a jolly little merry elf. And I resemble a jolly little merry elf. However, why in the world are we playing football when it's too cold? I'm just saying, does that send the wrong message? Hey, guys, you can't go to school. It's too dangerous, which, let's face it, was the right call. And judging by some of the roads today, I think, you know, everybody should stay home until the roads thaw. Well, that'll be next week. Well, start your Thanksgiving weekend early. However, thinking about this, though, to me it was the wrong message. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And Revenge of the Gruber, 580-5436, Kevin Miller in the morning, Walmart, Garrity, and Franklin. If you're in Canyon County, you're on your way in, folks. We need turkeys. We'd love some cash donations. If you have some other items that you're not using anymore, maybe some coats, maybe some blankets, we would take those for the Boise Rescue Mission. You know, this is the time. You know, we did our Miller's Mission in the spring, and it was a challenge because getting ready for summer. This is the time to give. And I can tell you, as someone who's been on the edge, as someone who gets more when you give, you're going to love it. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Greg Pruitt, for already donating. It means so much. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
This week, Kevin Miller.
A family of five can easily spend $500 or $400 a month in meals, and you figure out that we're serving 4,700 meals.
Go grab a couple cans of tuna fish and or drop in, you know, $4 or $5 that you have extra that you can help us out, because homelessness doesn't take a vacation.
Miller's mission is underway, thanks to Team Mazda and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Caller, you're on the air, go ahead, please. Okay, I can't hear anything, so Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, as we move along. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And if you're a fan of the NFL, not a good move over the weekend when we have the DEA investigating
Surprise!
The NFL.
That's just what it was when Drug Enforcement Administration agents showed up at NFL games over the weekend. The unannounced visits were made to the medical staffs of at least three road teams on Sunday, the Buccaneers, the 49ers, and the Seahawks. It was part of an investigation into whether teams have mishandled prescription drugs. A lawsuit filed in May on behalf of former players says the NFL and its teams, doctors, and trainers gave players prescription painkillers to mask pain and get them back out onto the field sooner. The suit accuses them of acting without regard for players' health. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
Thank you, Tanya. Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580KIDO. Would love to see you. We're collecting turkeys. The Treasure Valley Turkey Challenge is on. Challenge your friends, your loved ones, heck, even people you don't like, to stop by the Walmart, Garrity and Franklin, or any place, and bring by some turkeys. You'll see the Capricorn One Command Center. And, again, we do this every year. We're blessed to be a part of it to help those folks that need help. And if you've had a great year, and a lot of people had, why not give the gift that keeps on giving, turkeys? So we would love for you to do that. Thank you, Team Mazda, for making this happen. Thanks to our friends at Nelson's RV who have given us a great place to live, and certainly we appreciate that when we're taking a look at just the conditions. By the way, if you were out, and most of us, it's kind of crazy, isn't it? Isn't the weather and the forecast counterintuitive when we take a look at everybody should stay home? And then we had Dr. Stewart on Friday go, Kevin, the people in the medical community can't stay home. You're right. You're right about that. The people in the medical community can't. And then you have business going on. You know, folks, commerce can't stop. And that's what gets me is, okay, you can't go to work, you can't do anything, but then all of a sudden, as soon as we get to call off work, what do? We go shopping, we go to the mall, we go have a good time, we get crazy. I'm sure you saw the news that the body shops are doing well, and with all due respect to those honest people working in the body shops, yeah, you know what it's like going to the body shop? It's like going to the doctor. It's a scam. And here it is. What do they say to you the first thing you go into the body shop? It's not, hey, can I help you? It's like going to the doctor's office where they say, okay, will that be insurance or are you paying for it out of your own pocket? And most of us are kind of dopey when it comes to that because we just sit back and we think to ourselves, well, I don't want my insurance to go up, so we never use it. So who benefits? The body shop guy and the insurance people. And I love this. Well, you know, we got to make sure, you know, we're going to be busy from now till the cows come home. It's nice to be a body man right now in the Treasure Valley. And let's face it, some of the roads are very, very deceiving when you're driving because you think, oh, this is a good patch. And then, oh, no, herby golly. All of a sudden, you hit a patch of ice and then you're off the road. So better safe, better cautious. And it's crazy to me that all of a sudden we sit back and we take a look at, well, everybody stayed home. Oh, I'm off work. I'm off school. Hey, let's go to the mall. As if the mall or somewhere else is magical and it'll give us magical properties. Anyway, just a personal thought. But back to the story from Tanya J. Powers. Most of us love the NFL. Most of us love football. Heck, we love college football. I mean, do we really care that these folks are doing incredibly insane, superhuman things? What was it? Paul Unger yesterday during the Seahawks game was down again. He's the center for the Super Bowl champs. And already he's been injured, missed two or three games. And then he gets injured again. And I'm thinking to myself, what goes on in that body? What goes on to make those guys do those superhuman things? They're already larger than life, but to get them through the pain and the agony, and then you have the DEA coming down. You know, you have to wonder whether there's a conspiracy now to get rid of the NFL. Well, we don't want our kids to play because it's too violent. Now we're going to have the DEA coming in and busting the folks for drugs. I got news for you. You take the drugs out of football, college and pro, and hopefully this doesn't get to high school. What type of game are we going to be watching? Flag football? I mean, it's a brutal physical game that is not apologetic for it, and we love it. Now we've got the DEA coming down. Of course, it distracts us from other things, other big relevant issues of the day. So we'll talk a little bit about that, and we'll take your phone calls at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. But again, I come down to asking you to help us. We're asking you to donate turkeys here, the Walmart Garrity and Franklin. I know it's tough, but you know something? This sends a message that people are not alone in the Treasure Valley. 631, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO.
A family of five can easily spend $500 or $400 a month in meals, and you figure out that we're serving 4,700 meals.
Go grab a couple cans of tuna fish or drop in, you know, $4 or $5 that you have extra that you can help us out, because homelessness doesn't take a vacation.
KIDO and Kevin Miller's holiday mission is underway thanks to Team Mazda, Nelson's RV, and the Boise Rescue Mission. Now, from the Garrity Walmart, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. And again, as we said, we're here collecting turkeys. We'd love to see you. We've gotten three so far, and you're going, three, is that it? Well, it's only 6:39. Thanks to Two Fly Bri, thanks to Greg Pruitt for kickstarting the Miller's Mission holiday season here at 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And one of the issues that we'll be talking about is the high cost of health care. And we haven't really taken a look at this. And you've got the comments by Mr. Gruber that continue to get, well, play everywhere. And this issue involving that, yeah, we knew it, we didn't tell the truth, and we wanted to make sure that a lot of folks continue to pay for their health insurance. If we told the truth, I remember the quote was, if we told the truth, then all of a sudden people would not have passed the Affordable Care Act. And let's take partisanship out of this, shall we? Let's take partisanship out of this for a moment when we're talking about your health premiums going up. When you're talking about not only your health premiums going up, but the cost of medicine, the cost of everything else, and what was promised. Now, how many of you have had your insurance policies canceled? How many of you sit back and think to yourselves, well, I hope it's not me. I hope I'm not the one that's going to get it. And it never impacts us until all of a sudden somebody says, go to Human Resources, and when you go to Human Resources, well, we're sorry, we're not going to offer health insurance anymore. We're not going to offer health insurance anymore. Really? I'm thinking to myself, why in the world would we not, cover this again and again and again? And then you have the comments of Mr. Gruber that have been ignored by the mainstream media. This is Paul Gruber, who said basically they counted on the stupidity of the American people. That's right. We think about what was promised again and again and again. This is Paul Gruber.
Real cost control that we know it'll work, go after this. Now, the problem is it's a political nightmare, and people say, no, you can't tax my benefits. It feels like so. What we did a lot in that room was think about, how could we make this work? And Obama's like, he's really a realistic guy. He's like, look, I can't just do this. He said, it's just not going to happen politically. The bill will not pass. How do we manage to get there through phase-ins and other things? And we talked about it. And he was just very interested in that topic. And once again, that ultimately became the genesis of what's called the Cadillac tax in the healthcare bill, which I think is one of the most important and bravest parts of the healthcare law, and doesn't get nearly enough credit.
Well, there you have it. Gruber basically saying, look, the president was in on it. He was in on this thing. And look, people, politicians will be dealt with again and again and again. But on the other hand, I'm more worried about you. I'm more worried about me. I'm more worried about other folks that have to sit there and take a look and go, how am I going to pay for this stuff? And it should be, there should be a nonpartisan commission when we're talking about the economy. And I think that the president, and I the gentleman who knows this, knows I'm parroting from him, but you know, I said this again and again and again, that the president made a big mistake with health care. It should have been a national movement to, in fact, have a, how should we put this, have a Marshall Plan for America. That's right, a Marshall Plan for America. When we're talking about doing things and putting things in the proper perspective, right? Like rebuilding highways. Wouldn't that be great? Rebuilding highways and infrastructure instead of giving money to the Afghanis? Quickly, we go to Jim in Middleton with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, there's another option to this health care deal.
Okay.
Don't pay it. Okay? All of the Americans out there that were against the health care bill, myself included, I didn't know it was this egregious, but I knew that we were being lied to. Don't pay it. Go without it. Kevin, you want to live on your feet or live on your knees or stand on your, die on your feet? And I've already made the conscious decision. I'm not paying it. If they want to come to my house, Kevin, who knows, you may even read about me in the paper or what have you. Don't pay it. Americans, stand up and say, BS, we're not going to pay this high premium, high deductible. It's called slavery. I called Crapo's office, Kevin, and Labrador. I was livid, still am, over this, okay? And there's no uprising. These people aren't in jail. It's just, Kevin, it's beyond.
Jim, what gets me is Gruber said they lied to everybody and no big deal. And finally, the major networks have picked it up that, oh, yeah, we were lied to. Oh, well.
I know. It was a week or more before that. Okay? But, again, the American public needs to stand up and say, you know something? We're not paying it. Take us to jail. That's what they, because, Kevin, we elected our state officials here in Idaho, and they all were against the health care bill and what have you, okay? And Nancy Pelosi told us that we need to pass it before we can see what's in it. I mean, how ridiculous is this?
Well, here, let's just share this with folks that are just tuning in to 580 KIDO.
This bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay, so it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay, just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not. So it's kind of like his reporter story. You know, yeah, there's things I wish I could change, but I'd rather have this law than not.
Amazing, huh, Jim?
Exactly, Kevin. If this does not wake the American folks up or put a line in the sand, then they deserve to be slaves. That's all I have to say with that. There was another comment I wanted to make, Kevin. First of all, Angela will see you this week. You're going to be where she works there, and we will make sure that we help out with you folks there.
Okay, well, we appreciate that. Thank you, Jim.
I had one more thing, Kevin, but I'll just have to bring it to you another time.
All right, well, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Our great friend Jim from Middleton. We go to Mike in Eagle with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin. I just think the irony of this whole thing with Jonathan Gruber is so funny because, I mean, obviously the person that looks the stupidest is him. How do you stand up in front of a microphone and say the things he's been saying? I mean, and then the indictment that it gives, two things, to President Obama, in my opinion, the Supreme Court, because they're both informed and they know, so the corruption and the dishonesty of those two bodies, then the stupidity, and maybe not the stupidity, but the apathy and being so uninformed are the liberal voters who bought this thing hook, line, and sinker. But the irony of it is what they're screaming, what Jonathan Gruber is screaming, is the brilliance or the intelligence of the Tea Party, because they saw through this right from the very beginning, that this is one of the main reasons why the Tea Party was even formed. So what Jonathan Gruber is saying is the Tea Party is brilliant. They saw through the deception and the lies. President Obama is corrupt to the core. The Supreme Court is corrupt to the core. And the American voters are uninformed and apathetic, or as he said, just plain stupid.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you. And you know, the sad part about this is we're all going to feel the pain coming up.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Kevin. Appreciate what you do.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Let's keep rolling here. 580-5436. 580-KIDO. It's been a while since we've had some quality time, but, you know, we can't talk about this enough when you have the czar of healthcare saying,
this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay? So it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay? Just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not. So it's kind of like his reporter story. You know, yeah, there's things I wish I could change, but I'd rather have this law than not.
Is it worth it? Would you rather have the law or not? The road to blank is paved with good intentions. Kevin Miller, Walmart, and Garrity, we're collecting turkeys for the Boise Rescue Mission. Now until Saturday, we'd love to see you. Why don't you kick it off? Help us kick it off now, benefiting the families of the Boise Rescue Mission. Let's get you to work safely and on.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
6:55, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Talking about the remarks of Paul Gruber, getting ready for the holidays, of course, getting ready for the health care to kick in. Much more on that. Fox News at the top of the hour. Remember, we're here at Miller's Mission at the Walmart, Garrity, and Franklin. And want to thank Greg and Brian for bringing by turkeys before 6 o'clock. It really warms the heart of so many folks. And whether it's turkeys, whether it's cash, I know you're going, Kevin, it's too cold to go out. Think about the folks that don't have a place to stay. They have to choose between the rent, the utilities, and food. You know, I was listening to a church last night. They were yapping about that and talking about taking care of people, not just this time of year, but every time of year. And that's what we're here to do. Phone number is 580-5436, 580-KIDO, as we move along. And let's go back to the phone calls. If you're just tuning in, we were talking about Paul Gruber and his thoughts. We go to Rod in Napa. Rod, good morning. You're on 580-KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Rod.
Morning. Hey, I've heard some callers blame the Supreme Court. It's not their fault. Roberts was very clear when he had the split vote. Judge Roberts said that this is a tax, and it's not the job of the Supreme Court to protect people from the way they vote. And the Congress has a right to raise to increase taxes. So that's the reason that the law was not repealed by the Supreme Court.
You know, it's interesting, though, when you take a look at that, and elections do have consequences, and the remarks of Gruber, what do you make of Gruber saying they essentially deceived everyone and admitted to it?
Yes, and they are looking at the new mandate with the states, and hopefully they'll, you know, repeal that. And that would pretty much hopefully kill the bill, because I think 34 states have opted out to making their own exchanges. But the initial bill that went to the Supreme Court, they said, hey, it's the right of Congress to raise taxes, and that's exactly what this is a tax. So, you know, I mean, I'm not a fan of the Supreme Court, but they were right.
Fair enough. Rod, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
All right, thank you for listening. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Time for traffic. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Coming up, we'll take a look at a few big issues here. We'll talk to Rachel Sutherland of Fox News Radio. The battle concerning immigration. Also, Jeff Manasso later on will check in concerning cars. Give your car an extra couple minutes to get warm today, right? We're warming up for you. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
Serving Meridian.